and group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The Campus Mental Health Center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier Terp.
All right. Hello, hello.
Hello. Hope everyone's doing well this evening. You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. For the next hour, we are Second Take. We're an international queer film talk show. And we'll be talking about a movie today called Badhaido.
Right. I'm Aaliyah, by the way. I did not say my name.
And my name is Min.
All right. Let's get into it.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to start off with the title track.
Seems like it's just a connectivity issue.
Okay, there we go. Okay, Min, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, we're going to do a plot summary for about 30-40 minutes, and then we're going to talk about some of our favorite parts of the movie. Alright, let's talk about Badhaido. So this movie is
Wait. Before we get into that, let's just go over what Badhaido means, okay? The direct translation is give congratulations, mm-hmm. which, you know, is fitting for this movie because it's about a wedding.
Yeah, it's like cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers to you guys.
Exactly. Congrats to the newlyweds, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, okay. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay, sure. This movie is from 2022, directed by Harshvardhan Kulkarni.
Mm-hmm.
Harshvardhan Kulkarni.
Right.
Yep, and most of the movie takes place with Hindi language. And it is in the city of Dehradun in Uttarakhand, India.
Right.
Yes, which is like a northeastern state, if you're not sure what that is. And we have our two lead characters. First, we're introduced to our favorite man, Shardul.
Or not so favorite.
Or not so favorite. Shardul works as a police officer. And he's unhappily stationed at the women's precinct in his little city.
Yeah, everyone, well, not everyone, they're like, hey, like, why are you not happy?
Why
like,
are you not happy?
Any man would be happy to be at an all-women's precinct. Like, why are you, what's up with that? You
yeah, know? He's kind of unhappy. There's, like, a nursery in the back that's really loud.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like his job there.
Yeah,
he wants
miserable.
To be moved.
Yeah, he, okay, sorry, go ahead, I don't want
to. Yeah, that's all I was saying, he wants to be moved. And then later on, we're getting glimpses into another family, it's Suman's family.
Yes, yes, let's call her Sumi.
Sumi, yeah.
That's what everyone calls her.
Everyone calls her Sumi. Sumi is our other lead, next to Shardul, and they do not know each other. So Sumi, goes on a dating app for women and only women.
Right,
it's
right.
It's a WLW, lesbian dating app.
Capital L lesbian, okay.
Capital L. Yes, she is, but she's not out yet.
No, I just meant the app. The
exactly.
app is capital L lesbian.
Nobody's out. It's kind of like India's a little bit more aggressive towards gay, has a more aggressive culture with homosexuality. But later on, we see that changed a little bit. And Sumi goes ahead on the dating app and starts talking to this woman, and she goes on a date with her. But when she comes to the date, she is confronted by a man who is catfishing her.
Not a man, by the way. A boy.
A boy.
A boy.
A high school boy.
A boy from her class.
Oh, my God. And the boy's like, just give me a chance. Just give me a chance. You know you want to try it.
This
He's
creep,
weird.
Bro.
really weird.
Yeah.
And she is like, okay, I don't know what to do. And he keeps following her and stalking her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes ahead and reports the catfish / stalker, one of her students, to the police. And that's exactly where Shardul comes in. He is a police officer.
Yes, yes. Oh, wait. Also, the movie kind of starts with Shardul's family, like, sitting around. They're plotting on how they're going to get him married. They're like, we need to get this boy married up. The siblings are mad. They're like, you guys let him get away with anything. He's a boy. You guys were even considering letting him marry a Muslim girl, which, I was like, wait, okay, we're getting into that stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
I had to do a little research on that because I didn't know.
Yeah, about just religion and caste politics.
I was like, okay. Yeah, it makes sense. Just a different religion. But, yeah. And basically, he's been saying, like, he won't marry anyone else but this one girl from the precinct. And his family just would not approve. And then they're like, fine. Like, you know what? Let's just let him marry that girl. He, like, wants her so bad. Let's just let him do it. And then they're like, they call him. They're like, okay, Shardul, great news. You can marry that girl. You can marry her. go propose right now. And he's like, I can't. She actually already got married. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for wasting my time. She's already married. And just so you know, we could have been married like 3 years ago, but you guys wanted to wait too long.
Yeah,
whole time, this girl is not married. This girl does not even know that. First of all, Shardul does not even like this girl.
Mm-hmm.
They barely even talk. So he's just lying. He's just lying. Yeah.
Same thing with Sumi too. She's like, her aunties are trying to hook her up with like some uncles in the area who are like 20 years older than her.
Oh my gosh. And they're so weird, bro. Like the ones that like broke into the gym with her and they like opened up her shirt and were like, wait, look how fair skinned she is.
Oh yeah, they
and
were talking like, about her skin lightness,
like,
of course.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Yeah, they were like, oh, she's not that dark. And then they busted open her shirt and was like, look, she's fair skinned.
Wait, and this is so funny because her thing is like, whenever somebody tries to set her up, she's like, you know I'm cursed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy I was gonna marry, he died 2 weeks before we were gonna get married. My ex-fiance. You don't want to marry me. You don't want your son to marry me. And they kind of just like always just run away. And I was like, at first I thought she was lying, but she was like,
she's dead serious.
She was for real. Like, I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, wait a second. Like, the more she talked about it, the more I was like, wait, like, she like uses this as a defense mechanism, but you can kind of tell it kind of did affect her.
Yeah.
Because, like,
it was important to her.
Yeah, it's like, imagine you're about to marry this man and then he just dies. Like, okay, yeah, like, you're gay, you don't want to marry him, but this is a person that has been in your life for however long. And
no, seriously.
Yeah, so, like, I was like, that was really sad. I had
traumatic.
No idea it was actually true. Yeah.
Next, after she reports, Sumi reports that catfish, Shardul, our guy, he roughens up the stalker, and the stalker ends up revealing her secret and is like, oh,
she gay.
She gay. She gay, there's no doubt. And then Shardul takes that information and he's like, okay, interesting.
Wait, can we talk about the weird, like, torture that...
Yeah. Oh my, the cops are so unserious in this part of India.
I was like, wait, what are we doing?
I didn't know if that was just
child.
How it is.
Like, what was he? I don't even remember.
They
what
made
it was.
Him do like squats, like Asian squats,
uh-huh.
And then made him like wrap his arms around his legs. I don't even know what was happening.
I don't either. He was just crying, and I was like, this is what you deserve.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you? They actually didn't physically hurt him. They just made him work out a little bit.
Yeah, and then same, like, later on at the park where they're, like, finding gays who are hooking up at the park.
Yes.
They start making them do squats.
This is very bare minimum, but I do got to give Shardul his points, okay? His old 1-2 points. For not, like, being violent towards the gays. Like, I was thinking that he was going to have, like, so much internalized homophobia that he was going to take it out on them, and I was scared.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was giving. He's giving very toxic masculinity.
Yeah, the cops kind of, like, went out in a troop, and they went into the park and, like, pulled gays out of the bushes who were, like, making out and stuff.
Like, look, homosexuals.
Homos.
Yeah, what do you want to do to them?
Homos,
what should we do with them? And then he just let them go. And I was like, okay, okay. I was expecting this to take a dark turn. But he, you know, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I like him anymore.
Right.
But anyways.
He starts, like, looking for Sumi wherever she goes around. Mm-hmm. And then he pulls her aside and is like, this is something personal I have to talk about. Yeah, for a second you think he's stalking her, but when he pulls her to the side at the park, he proposes to her and is like, you know, I feel like we should get married to each other. I did some research on you. We're the same cast. We're similar age.
And she's
both,
like,
our families want us to get married.
Yeah, she's looking at him. She's like, so you stalked me to propose to me? No, actually, I would want to do the opposite of that. I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah,
basically.
But yeah. He says, I know about you, and you want to know something about me too.
Yes, I'm gay, we're gay together.
So gay man and lesbian woman.
Yeah.
And she ends up accepting. She's like, okay,
let's do it. Wait, do you remember how they almost got caught though? Yeah,
they kind of did get caught, but it got glazed over.
I don't think he noticed. Like, okay, I don't know, maybe it was kind of ambiguous, but I don't think he noticed.
His coworker is eavesdropping on the bushes.
Do you think he noticed? Because I thought, okay, at first I was like, okay, he definitely heard him say that he was gay.
Right.
But he was also, like, low-key, like, I think he was kind of gagged that he was with a woman. Because he was like, wait, you never talk to girls and now you're sneaking around with girls in the bushes?
Right.
What's happening? So I'm leaning more towards that than, like, he's actually, like, you know, accepting from being gay, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, also, both of the leads are, like, really attractive. And they're, even Shardul, he's, like, his family or his coworkers think of him as, like, having experience.
Yeah, he's, like, this big, he's not really that big. He's, like, built, though.
He likes bodybuilding and going to the gym.
Yeah, he's, like, I feel like he's a decent build, but he's not, like, humongous.
Yeah, he looks like a strong man at a circus. And he has a big mustache.
Yeah.
I saw pics without his mustache, and that mustache is doing him a lot.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I can't even lie. I really hate that style of mustaches on men. Okay, you keep talking. I'm going to look what he looks like. Not his mustache.
Yeah. It's okay. It's a big, thick dad.
Wait, I'm seeing him too. Okay, what's his name? Oh, I found him.
Yep.
Wait, okay. I gotta take a. Yeah, maybe he do that. No. I'm okay. When he has facial hair, period, he looks better.
Yeah.
Like that. Facial hair really do be saving men, though. It really
sometimes,
does.
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, wait.
On your
he looks good in this picture. I wish I could show the audience.
Oh, yeah.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks good. But, anyways, let's get back to it.
Okay.
Stop thirsting.
Sure. She accepts the marriage. And so they go out on. Oh, they have their marriage scene.
Yes, the most iconic scene
it's
ever.
Really fun.
Yes, okay. Me and Min were a little bit disappointed when we found out this was not like the traditional like
musical
bringing out and dance like you know singing Bollywood movie.
Yeah,
but we did. They did give us what we wanted with this scene.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, is this Bollywood?
Mm-hmm. Huh? They were singing. They were lip syncing.
Yeah.
It was fun. They were
it
dancing.
It was fun. Yeah, it was such a good scene. I loved it. So colorful.
Yeah. This one's not a musical
beautiful
Bollywood,
wedding.
But it's. A,
yeah,
like a dramedy.
It is a dramedy, and they gave us one.
Hollywood
they gave us
film.
One musical number. So I will take it.
That was a good musical number.
It was.
It was funny good. Too. Like throughout the whole movie, there was comedy thrown in. So
yes.
The tone was really light.
I want to talk about how everybody in this movie, except for Sumi, is an idiot. Like,
yeah.
Why is like, I'm not even
everyone
exaggerating.
Is
everyone is so
airhead.
Dumb.
Like, I think it makes it funny.
No, it definitely is funny, but I'm like, wait, why is everyone like this except for her?
They weren't, like, doing it in an annoying way.
No, they weren't. They're just that dumb, yeah. But sometimes in an endearing way, but sometimes I'm like, okay, I've had enough. Like, can we get it together?
That's true. Sumi's the only one who is, like, smart and on it. It makes sense, too.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, eldest daughter things, you know?
Eldest daughter.
Yeah.
Right. Next scene is they go out on their honeymoon. Yeah, so they go out to a tropical side of the country. And they honeymoon, but not just the two of them. Since they're in an official agreed-upon lavender marriage, Shardul invites his
old butang.
His old butang of 3 years.
What's his name?
Kabir.
Kabir. Okay. Can we talk about Cougar Shardul? Because you can definitely tell there's a notable age difference. Even Sumi notices immediately. She's like, is this a high school student? Like, is this a child? Like, why is
yeah, Kabir's a little twinkie. And when I first saw him, I thought he was a white man. But he's just fairer.
Yeah, he is.
And a little bit Eurocentric.
Yes, okay. But this is when we also get to have, like, a little softer side of Shardul, because the first night is when Kabir is supposed to show up, and he just ghosts him.
Where,
like, he
Kabir?
Doesn't show up. He's just like,
Where's Kabir?
Sunmi comes to his room, and he's like, no, I'm actually waiting for my man, so I'm not gonna go anywhere. So you have fun though. And
that was in the morning.
Yeah, that was in the morning. She comes back to the hotel at nighttime, and he's drunk out of his mind, crying over Kabir, because she only went. She only went back to the hotel room because their families were nagging them for honeymoon pictures.
Can you send us a selfie, please?
Yeah,
he couldn't stand straight in the selfie.
Yeah, she gets back and he's falling all over himself, snotting and crying all over her, and she's like, "What?"
That was not good drunk acting.
No,
in my opinion,
it wasn't. Yeah, and then I was like, "Oh, I kind of feel for him a little bit."
Yes,
but then the next day Kabir shows up, and that's when we get to see who he is.
Yes, we learn about how they met at a DUI stop
yes,
that Shardul was conducting.
This is what I mean by everybody is stupid.
Everyone is dumb.
Everyone is stupid.
His breathalyzer stops working, and he's like, okay, just blow in my hand. And then so there's this guy that comes, and then he's like, blow in my hand, and then he's like, okay, you're good to go. Then the next person comes, it's Kabir, who he is meeting for the first time, and he's like, okay, go ahead, do it. And he holds out his hand in front of his mouth, and Kabir spits in his hand.
Yeah, he was like, you told me to do that. She was like, I said blow. What are you talking? Why would I want you to spit in my hand, you nasty? you nasty. I can't say what I want to say, but you know what I'm
you
saying.
Know.
But I'm like, oh my gosh, that was disgusting. Also, what is this thing about the blowing in the hand? Like, what are we getting from that?
He's gonna smell it. Like he's gonna smell your
That's
breath.
Not gonna do anything. Like, what do you think you... Who do you think you are? Like, you think you're gonna sniff out their BAC, whatever it's called? Blood alcohol.
If he smells any alcohol, blood alcohol content.
Yeah, blood alcohol content. I'm like, you think you're that guy? You're not. Like, anyways.
Meanwhile, they're on the boat. They're having mimosas at the honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sumi's just third wheeling. Like, she's having a great time, though. she's just relaxing on the beach.
But you can, like, kind of tell that she's a little bit sad because she doesn't have anyone there. Like,
yeah,
she's just
kind of... At least they could have gotten to know each other.
Yeah, like, they didn't... They're not really talking to her. They're kind of just, like, having their own, like, mini, like, honeymoon. And she's just kind of tagging along. She's third wheeling. And I'm like, oh, my girl, we're going to get you somebody.
Yeah,
I wish there
was somebody there for her.
Yeah,
at the honeymoon.
I was like, oh.
That would have been cute.
Yeah, it would have been so cute if they had, like, a double honeymoon moment. But, you know, that's asking for too much, you know.
Yeah, that is.
Too early into the movie. Because, mind you, we're, like, 30 minutes in when they're married.
She'll get her flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that honeymoon, what they do is they go back. They find an apartment together.
First of all, they got this apartment together, and this is the first time that Shardul pissed me off, okay?
What happened at the apartment?
Why? He prides himself on being this big, strong man.
Right.
This big bodybuilder.
He was like flexing at her.
Yeah, flexing. He was telling her to feel his arms. Feel, yeah, like
he's
look
like,
at his
worry,
pecs,
like
all
like
up
girls.
In here. He's like, look at my abs, you know, look at them, like, oh, lick them even. Like, he was doing all that. I'm like, oh, calm down. Because when,
get into themselves.
Yes, when push comes to shove and when it's time to perform, what did you use those muscles for? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
He has her carrying all of her bags by herself. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is when we start to realize that Shardul, he's gay. Yeah, he's gay, but
he's a man.
That gay don't stop that
he's
misogyny.
Yeah.
That gay
I wrote
don't
that
stop
down
the
word
misogyny,
for word.
Bro. Yes,
I literally wrote
that's
that
what
down.
You realize. I'm like, oh, okay. So you don't want to be discriminated against because you're gay, but you think it's still okay
mm-hmm.
to discriminate against women. Okay.
That's
got
what
you.
I literally
got
wrote
you.
Down gay men are misogynists too.
Yes, and this is so funny because there's like this whole like debate like resurfacing about misogyny and men on Twitter right now, and I'm like, wait, this is like I'm watching this at the perfect time
because mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, this is example number 500. But yeah, go ahead.
Yep. So I don't know anything else that really happens there that's
mm-hmm.
important, but later. After that apartment, they're like living outside the city, and after that apartment, they move in together at police headquarters, where they have a housing unit for policemen.
Yes, and their families are so annoying, okay? Because he requested to move, but he's like, oh, like, thank you, by the way, to his, like, I don't know, his boss or whatever. And he's like, and his boss is like, oh, don't thank me. You should be thanking your auntie because she's the one who, like, set this up. Like, she even told me to assign you to police housing or whatever they called it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they, mm-hmm. so, like, he's living in the police colony or whatever they're calling it. I'm like,
yep.
Oh, y'all are, what is wrong with y'all? Live 30 years old and you're still all up in their lives. Like, who told you he wanted to live in that police colony?
I think maybe that's part of their culture, too. Like, family is super involved.
Yeah.
All the time, like, throughout their lives, even into adulthood.
That could not be me. Like, I actually, oh, my gosh. Like, I don't, that's suffocating. That's suffocating. But go ahead.
Yeah, they're moving in. I start noticing this, like, I'll mention it later on, actually. But, Sumi then goes to the clinic to help her dad with his stool samples. And she, like, brings it in this, like, curry container, which is funny, because it's really big. And the clinics are like, we don't need that much
to
sample.
What do you want us to do with all that? So, look, she doesn't even try to deny that it's not hers. Like, I feel like I would try to do that. I'd be like, wait, it's not mine. It's my dad. My dad. I didn't do this.
She's just like, okay.
Yeah, she's like,
give me the cup.
Yeah, okay, I'll fix it. Like, yeah,
I don't even know how she fixed it. They gave her another cup and then told her to go to the bathroom. So I don't even know how she
scooped it.
Scooped
it and then she threw the rest in the toilet. That's what she said.
Right. With what? Her hands?
No, she probably just used the cup to scoop it.
And it got on the rim.
Yes. Ew, I don't want to visualize this anymore.
I was thinking about that for a while.
Yeah.
Thanks for the public health input.
I don't think. Yeah, this is what I used my time at UMD for.
Yeah.
My degree. Yeah.
And then Sumi finds the clinic technician is really cute.
Yeah, she's like she can't even talk. Even she's like she's just looking at her, and I'm like, wait.
She goes in the next day for a test.
Yeah,
she's they're like, what test do you want? She's like, what tests are there?
Yeah, and she like literally just chooses like a random one off of the price,
the cheapest
too.
One.
Yeah, she was
$2.99
like,
rupees.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I'll just do this one, and it's a blood test. This girl goes and does the test knowing that she's afraid of needles. Luckily for her, her girl clocks her tea and she's like, you know that we can just go out for coffee. Like, we don't even got to do all this. Like, you're doing a lot here.
You're doing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get introduced to this new figure. Okay, the thing that I noticed was, like, she was wearing a lesbian flag kind of striped shirt.
Wait, who?
Rim Jim.
Oh my gosh, I missed that.
So Rim Jim is our new love interest for Sumi.
Mm-hmm.
She's you don't very remember? Pretty. She has like a red, orange, yellow, pink sweater. That's like how we're introduced to her because it's really cute under her lab coat.
No, mind you, okay. When I was watching this movie, I was like falling asleep because it was 3 a.m. Uh-huh. So then I had to start over basically today.
True.
So, yes. Sorry, spare me, y'all. Spare me. So I probably did miss a few little details.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I was going to mention earlier was that Shardul has like this black and teal blue shirt, which reminds me of the gay man flag, the MLM flag.
Oh.
Not as strong as Rim Jim's.
Oh, I see it. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, sapphic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so also the blood drawing scene is like romance coded. It was like in rose colored glasses.
It was.
Rose
colored. A little pink tint on it.
Pink tint, yeah. And there was like nice music playing in the background. I remember that song.
I almost chose that as my favorite track. And then I heard one that I was like, okay,
that's
never
the
mind.
One I chose as my favorite.
Yeah, I was going to choose that one. And I was like, oh, wait, this is so cute.
Yep.
But then I heard another one and I was like, I was in tears. And I was like, okay, never mind. I got to choose this one.
So, yeah, she's like, we could have coffee instead. And they go out to have coffee. And they talk about, like, their experiences being closeted or coming out to their families.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Her name is Rim Jim Jong-ki. At first, I thought she was, like, Korean or maybe Nepali, especially because her clothes. But she's just from an area of India that sort of has, like, different looking people. And she says... The actor says, like, she experiences a lot of racism because people think she's, like, Chinese or just not Indian. But
really?
She is an Indian woman.
Interesting. Okay. Did not know that.
Definitely from, like, an ethnic minority. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Arunachal Pradesh, which has a lot of tribes, like, over 100 tribes. And they're up in the mountains, more secluded.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Ooh, low-key, we're not even halfway through the movie, but we're halfway through our time.
Okay, sweet.
So let's speed through it.
Okay. Rim Jim quickly moves in with Sumi.
Yeah, which is insane because she says nothing to Shardul. She just shows up with her. And she's
starts
like,
sleeping there.
Yeah, and he's like, if she's going to stay here... First of all, he's number one hater. Okay. He's just mad because his man ain't calling him or answering his text or whatever. That's why he's mad. But also, it is kind of crazy that she just moved her girlfriend in there without saying anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they have to disguise her as sort of either one of their cousins at any time when the family comes up.
They
for
just be swap. They just
surprise
swap.
Visits.
Swap. They're like, oh, my cousin. And sometimes they'll be like, this is my cousin too. Their own family members.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you're dumb.
Yeah, they are. During their relationship together, Sumi is revealed to want a child.
Yeah.
Especially
oh
because one of her ex-girlfriends,
the love of her life, by the way,
love of her life, was married to a man and had a child. So to Sumi, when she met that child, it kind of felt like her own child.
Yeah, so they were together, and then she left her for the man because she had to get married to him.
Yes.
And he took her
to a different city.
Yeah, they had the child. She like and the man like moved somewhere abroad or something, and
no,
he,
they just moved to a different part of India.
A different part of India. Okay, and she stayed there with her girl and like raised the child together. So it was literally their child, like, and then he just came back and took her, and we see them have a phone conversation, but that's the last time we see her. She's like, oh, like, by the way, like, baby misses you, and the baby's like, hi, and then just runs away. Like, she knows that baby do not care. The baby probably does miss her, but she just wanted to talk to her,
yeah,
for sure. But Sumi's not having it.
No.
Yeah.
Next scene is Shardul meeting a man named Guru.
We low-key skipped a lot of this. We the whole breakup.
What breakup?
Kabir.
Oh yeah, I just skipped through that. It wasn't in the summary.
Okay, so. Kabir. We got to talk about Kabir though, because Kabir got tired of that hag. I can't.
That hag, our boy Shardul.
He got tired. He was like, And this is where again I don't like Shardul, because this is a really important. He was getting mad because he could tell that Kabir wanted to leave early, and he was like, you know what, give me your phone, because he could tell that he was lying by saying he had to leave early, so he wanted to make sure that he actually had to leave early. And Kabir's like, no, like, what are you talking about? And he gets physical with him. He pushes him against the wall and then he slaps him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, at this point, I'm hating Shardul. Like, there's no coming back.
Yeah, he's like, an older man too. He has like power over him.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you're insane. Yeah, so they break up. And then we learn that he was in the exact same situation with an older man, 10 years older than him. That's how
his
we got into
relationship.
Yeah, that's how we got into bodybuilding. Like, he was his trainer at the gym.
Uh-huh.
What was his name? Let me see. I have it pulled up somewhere. His name was Diraj.
Mm-hmm.
Diraj?
Yep.
Yes. That was his ex-boyfriend's name. He did the exact same thing. He just ghosted him. And now he said he feels like he's Diraj now. And I'm like, yep, that's exactly who you are. And that's when I was like, me and Min were talking about this at work earlier. And I was like, yeah, Shardul's kind of pathetic. And this is the scene I was thinking of when I said that. Because, oh, yes, that is exactly you. And you abused your power over this young boy. And now you became an abuser. And now I hate you. Mm-hmm. I hate you.
I'm the Diraj in Kabir's life. That's what he said.
Yes. Yes.
That's facts.
You literally are. So.
So after that scene is when he's sent to patrol a gay wedding. Mm-hmm. And gay marriage isn't recognized by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so he meets a person there named Guru, who is an openly gay lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful man. And he introduces him as, like, sort of his new partner to both Sumi and Rimjim.
Yes, yes, yes. And Guru is exactly what Shardul needs, because he's not going to take no mess from
him.
And
he's his age, finally.
He's his age. He's not going to take no mess. He's maybe even older than Shardul.
Yeah.
That's what I'm giving. I'm getting he's a little bit like older, but
yeah,
like
he's
they're
a little silver.
Definitely age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, he doesn't take any of Shardul's mess, and he all Sorry, I just thought of a scene
where he's pranking his mom.
No. Oh. When they were fighting over who was going to bottom.
What? I don't remember this.
It was Kabir and Shardul. And Kabir was like, no, you always say this. Like, you always say, I have to do it. I don't know.
What?
Whatever. And I was like, oh, my God.
No, I don't remember
Yeah,
that.
They were fighting over that. And I was like, I didn't really understand. Like, it was kind of ambiguous. I didn't understand if they were, like, if it was, like, I don't know. My takeaway from it was Shardul wanted to be the bottom. And the guy was like, no.
Really? I didn't read that.
Yeah,
I don't remember that part. I remember one scene in the honeymoon though, where he was doing
yeah.
workouts, and I thought he was like,
oh my god,
doing something freaky, because it only showed like his top half.
Yeah,
and he was doing like dips with his arms
really?
on the bed. And I was like, what?
What? No, I didn't. I don't remember that scene.
Okay.
But sorry, I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Next part of the movie, a big part, is Diwali. Where Shardul and Sumi go to his family for Diwali. And Diwali is a festival of lights, Hindu festival.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And this is when the family really starts pressing them to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, they spend the whole time pressing them to have a kid. And it ends with Shardul lying on my girl Sumi. And he literally tells the whole family. He tells one guy, but that's literally telling the whole family.
Yeah,
because nobody can keep their mouth shut.
No.
And he knows it. I don't know why he even said you can't tell anybody. Because he knew. He knew who's going to snitch.
Mm-mm.
And he says, oh yeah, we can't have kids. Sumi is barren. She's a barren woman. So
she's infertile.
No kids coming out of that.
Yeah. After that, his family tricks her, lures her to the fertility center, yes, and makes her do a pee test.
Yes.
A fertility test.
And they found out that it's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true at all, Shardul. You're not a good liar. You're not a good schemer, okay? You're not. So you shouldn't even try.
It's such a... What? Like such a bad lie, too.
Exactly. But, yeah, so then...
And he's lying, like, about her.
Yeah, I'm like, why?
Which is worse.
Yeah, pathetic, it is. Because, you know, like, there's always... Okay, there's definitely shame with it when it comes to men. But it's way worse when it's the woman who can't have children.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a lot of, not a lot of cultures, in every single culture, that's literally the woman's duty to bear children.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, this is the one, this is what you're meant to do. This is what all you're good for, basically. You can't even do that.
And again, like, no matter what culture you're in, like, she has less power than you.
Exactly.
So why are you putting her down even more?
He's exactly down. The misogyny, bro. I want to say one more thing about his misogyny. His boss came over for a dinner one day, mm-hmm, and he was just walking all over her. He's like, go do this, go make the tea.
We have to try to fit in.
Yeah, we have. You brought food here. Where's the ketchup? Where's the chutney? You didn't do any of this. Like, get yourself together. And the guy, his boss is over here praising him. He's like, yeah, that's right. Put her in her place. And then in the kitchen, his boss's wife and Sumi are in the kitchen. She's like, girl, do not let him walk all over you like that. Do not let him do that. So I'm glad she keeps her man in check. We can tell. Mm-hmm. We can tell. But yeah.
After they find this out, they find out that she is in fact fertile and normal.
Yes.
The family all like gathers together and they start whispering and they're like, someone has to keep an eye on them. Somebody has to. Who's it gonna be? Like, someone go live with them and keep an eye out for them, because for some reason it seems like they're not getting intimate.
Yes. And then they decide it's gonna be
Shardul's
ditzy mother. They call her baby, which I think is so cute. I found out that that's like a term of endearment that they use.
Yes, auntie baby.
Yeah, like they did, like the women, they just call each other that, you know. And I didn't know that. I was like, oh, that is so sweet.
I know an auntie baby.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's so sweet. But
she goes ahead and moves herself in with them to encourage their procreation.
Yeah, I don't even know why they sent her. They're like, you need to go because she's the mom. Y'all, she's not getting anything done. Mm-hmm. Like, she barely even wanted to, like, enforce this wedding. She was like, okay, like, yeah, he probably should get married, but, like, what do I do about that?
Yep.
You know? Wow, and it's not even in a way that she doesn't care. It's just in a way that, like, she's just kind of dumb. Like, she don't...
Yeah, again, like, airheads in this movie.
Yeah. Love her, though. She's very sweet.
She is. They have to sneak Rimjim out of the house because she's been staying there during Diwali.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they managed to get her out. But
they get caught.
That's not it yet. First, Sumi said...
No, they do get caught. They get caught because she's, like... Her bags are still in... She loses her wallet in the house.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they're like, who is this? And they're like...
That's
it's
our
a
neighbor.
Cousin. It's our cousin again. She uses our bathroom sometimes because she doesn't have a Western toilet. So I'm like, okay, like, anyways.
Yeah, she got a squat when she's upstairs.
Auntie Baby will believe anything, so.
She will. She's like, oh, okay, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Sumi then tells Auntie Baby that Shardul is actually the infertile one. She's like getting her
right.
Back.
That's how we should be doing exactly. Mm-hmm.
So they devise a plan because Shardul finds out and gets mad, and she's like, "Girl, you know, you know Rimjim literally works at the clinic, right? Like, she can give us any result that she wants."
Yes. Okay. The conversation of her telling, of Sumi telling his mom that he's infertile is just so hilarious. She's he's shooting blanks. And he's like, wait, like...
His gun?
His gun is shooting... Like, what do you mean he's shooting? What is
an
that?
Actual arrowhead.
Yeah, like...
This is when I... that is, like, the first time I realized.
Really? Yeah. I noticed in the beginning scene of the movie, when they're talking to her... And they're just talking to her, and she's just like dazed, and she's like, really confused about every single thing they say, and I'm like, girl, like, what is going on with you? Like,
can you focus?
Is she okay? I think she honestly is a little bit traumatized from her husband dying. That's what it's giving.
Yeah, that, I forgot about
I don't,
that.
I feel like she's probably never been the same since then.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because everybody kind of, like, babies her, and like, you know, she's like the family baby a little bit.
Yeah, that's why they call her that.
Yeah.
So Shardul, despite being a police officer, they agree to fake the results of the test.
Yeah.
And they and it comes back that, you know, he has a low sperm count,
mm-hmm.
which is faked. And their family's all here, and they agree on adoption.
Wait, can we talk about the jealousy that Rimjim has for Shardul? I'm like,
yeah,
girl, like, you ain't got no gaydar.
She thinks Shardul is bi.
Yeah, she's like, I knew he was bi, because they're like, because Shardul is like, okay, like, maybe we should just have a baby, like, before they decide to go ahead with this, like, low sperm count scheme thing. They're like, oh, maybe we should just go ahead and just have a baby. And they try to kiss each other, and they just can't do it. They're like, no, we can't do
it. I thought it was
going
to happen.
Yeah, me too.
That scene, like,
there was no kissing in this movie at all, by the way.
Oh,
and that was for a reason, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, they didn't kiss. And, yeah, Rimjim is just jealous in general. Even before this happened, like, she just does not like Shardul, and I don't blame her. I don't like Shardul either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I feel like maybe it's different too, because this is literally the man that your girlfriend is married to. So I could see why there's some jealousy there. But girl, baby, like, there's no attraction here.
Have you not
realized?
Yeah. Yeah. They sleep in different bedrooms, like.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, Sumi's also really happy. She's always wanted to adopt.
Yeah, she really wants a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she likes the idea of adoption and, like, you know, taking care of a baby that is in need.
Exactly. So, yeah, are we at the part where they agree?
After their agreement, yeah, everything's really good and great. It's time for Auntie Baby to leave the household.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up missing her train, and they go back to the house.
Wait, but guess who's at the train station? First of all, this guru guy, he's so funny, because he just pops up at the train station and he just, like, ambushes them because he wants to meet his mom. He's like,
yes.
Okay, like, I'm going to be, I don't hide my feelings, okay? So I'm just going to be upfront with you, mama, okay? This is what I'm going to, I'm just going to be honest with my feelings. And Shardul is, like, literally
pissing
pooping
himself.
His pants. Yes, literally pooping, peeing everywhere. And he's like, what is he about to tell him? And he's like, can I call you mommy? My mom died.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
it's
like,
a fake out.
Yeah, it is a fake out. And he's just teasing Shardul. And it's
young.
So, like, I love that dynamic between them, because that's exactly what Shardul needs.
Yeah,
you know?
I like his
He doesn't
character.
Need no little child university student when he's in his 30s,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Also, the movie soundtrack was so jolly the whole time. It sounded like mischievous. Like, it sounded, if you guys know what Kevin MacLeod is, it's like sneaky music from YouTube. Like, yeah, very funny. Yeah, I literally wrote down in my notes, his mom is an airhead, but it's more than her.
Yeah, it's like literally when we say everyone, okay, I'll give Guru too. Guru is not. Guru and Sunmi are not, but everyone else is.
Yeah, I don't think Rimjim is either.
What? Rimjim is definitely an
Oh yeah, her actually. Yeah, her character is kind of like, has anger control issues.
Yes, but she's also like just like definitely an airhead. Like, like she'll be talk like what was like I forgot. Oh yeah, the bi thing. Like, like that. I'm like, girl, what?
Her suspecting him.
And then, like, she was like, I don't know. They were talking about something. And then Shardul was like, are you stupid? Like, why are you not getting this? Like, he literally said that to her.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Like, Rimjim, I love you, but, like, you've been showing these airhead tendencies through this movie, too. So Shardul did eat you up right there.
Yeah. What happens next when Auntie Baby returns to their apartment because she missed her train? Is she walks in on Sumi's affair, or marriage affair, quote unquote?
Yes,
because Sumi's hooking up with Rimjim.
Yes, and of course the whole family finds out because they tell her family and his family. Her mom's blowing up her phone.
Uh-huh.
She's not answering, of course, but her dad comes and picks her up.
Yeah. And her family pretty much rejects her. Her brother is, like, calling her name.
A pervert,
yeah. And she's like, she defends herself, obviously, and then her mom starts crying and is like, have you no shame?
Right.
Why are you defending yourself?
Yeah, like, you should just be taking this. Take all of our insults and all of our, literally they're just spewing all types of hateful things at her. And they just
not only are you cheating, but you are also a lesbian.
Yes, you know what she says to her? She was like, I wish you would have died.
Instead, that would have been better.
Yes. I was like, oh, you're crazy. And we have this brother over here who literally does nothing but walk, like, lounge around the house and play. What does he play?
Play video games.
He plays video games. I think he plays some type of sport, but he's not good enough to go pro.
Uh-huh.
But you know who was good enough to go pro? Sumi. She plays handball, and she's good enough to go pro, but her parents did not let her, so she decided to become a PE teacher instead.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm Didn't like, oh, that. My gosh.
And her dad, who's, like, one of her best supporters, basically stays silent and is like, why did it have to be us, you know? And she's really heartbroken.
No, yeah, because her and her dad have this really good bond. Like, they both low-key hate the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like, she's, like, literally says, like, why don't we just run away? Like, you can leave her. We can get our own place. You can probably even find a new girl. Like, she says that to her dad. That's how much they do not like their mom. But, yeah. They said it I feel like it was kind of in a joking way, but, like, low-key, not really.
Yeah.
You know, had
it's
some
definitely
truth.
Hinted to.
Truth on that.
Every joke has some truth to it.
Yeah.
Shardul is then out there at home with both families, and he's defending Sumi.
Wait, can I say something?
Yeah.
She said to him, she was like, this is exactly how I imagined you guys would react, so I wasn't even surprised when it happened.
Yeah.
And, well, like not you guys. She said that about the mom and the brother. She was like, this is exactly how I imagined it. It still hurt, of course, but, like, I'm not surprised. But I was surprised by you because I always thought you would hug me and say that it's okay, I'll love you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just burst out into tears because he can't tell her that.
Yeah, he couldn't.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's just, yeah, and that's when he says the why does this have to be us thing. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So sad.
Uh-huh. I thought it was really realistic, too. Like, the family come out and
yes.
all of the reactions.
I thought one thing that was super annoying, though, when Shardul called her and was like, please don't tell them about me. And I was like, girl, like...
And
I,
she didn't say anything.
She didn't
just
say
up.
Anything.
Like,
yeah, you know, like...
He's thinking about himself
exactly.
and his survival.
And I feel like you know... They don't know each other that well, but I feel like he knows Sumi's character enough to know that she would not do that to him.
Right.
Like... And she was probably thinking that he's calling to be supportive and say, like, you know, be there for her.
Yeah.
But
that's what he says. He says, don't tell him about me.
Yeah.
Don't tell him
that's
about me, too.
All he says. And it's just like,
oh,
I get you're
pathetic,
scared,
yeah,
but, like, come on. Like, her worst nightmare is literally coming true.
Yeah.
People did find out about her.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not worried about that?
Yeah.
You know? But,
yeah. That was annoying, too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay. I think we should just try to wrap it up in 5 minutes.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we're at the end of the movie now.
Mm-hmm.
And what Shardul does is he's defending Sumi. And in solidarity move, he comes out to his family as well.
Because they're dogging on her. They're trashing her. They're like, oh, like, you, like... She was evil. She, like, was plotting against you this whole time, you know?
Yeah, like, I changed in front of her. I was sleeping next to her.
First of all, girl, she was not checking for you. I hate when they say stuff like that. Like, because why do you think that just because someone is gay, they're attracted to every single person ever?
Yes.
Like, that's
and
not how that
one
works.
One of his family members is a doctor, and he's, like, talking about gayness as a sickness.
Yes, and Shardul clocks him for that. He's like, you're a doctor. You know this is not a disease. Like... Why are you acting like this? Shameful. Shame on
you. Shame on all of you guys.
Yes.
Because if you guys think she's a freak, well,
guess
I'm
what?
A freak too.
Guess what?
Guess
I'm
who
a, freak.
Else is a freak.
I'm a freak too. So what are you going to do about that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he has a tearful come out and he goes out on the roof and his mom accepts him.
Yes, and they cry at each other's arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then
one of my favorite scenes, by the way.
That scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one part where I actually kind of start like liking Sherdu a little bit, because I'm like, okay, like, he did the hard thing. Like,
he did it.
Obviously, it doesn't absolve him from all of his flaws, okay?
Right.
But I can appreciate that he is growing as a character, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, he has a bit of an arc.
Mm-hmm.
Next scene is the Pride Parade.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's a Pride Parade in town, and all our friends are there. All our gay friends are there. And
Guru's there.
Guru's there. Rimjim's there.
Sumi's there. Sumi and Rimjim are there together, by
the
way.
They're having fun.
They're out and proud together, because everybody knows at this point, so she can do whatever she wants.
And then we have a bit of a Kendall Jenner Pepsi commercial scene where they hand him a rainbow mask.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, okay. And he puts it on.
Yeah, he puts it on.
And he's like, hey.
And I was actually very surprised that he did that.
Yeah.
Again, another
his
moment
coworkers
of
are
character
right there.
Development.
Character growth, yeah.
Yeah.
His coworkers are there, so he kind of, like, comes out to his coworkers.
Loki, I don't know if it's a come out. I, Loki, feel like he's probably just like, okay, it's fine. Like, they're people too.
Yeah, they're people
I don't
too.
Think that they're thinking he's gay. Because if they were thinking he was gay, I think there'd be a bigger reaction.
Right. It's not like he went and danced with his boy.
Yeah, he just put the mask on and they're like, okay, like, he's cool with gays, like, you know, fine. And I think they're probably gonna come around. It seems like they're okay with him being cool with gays, at mm-hmm. least. So he's easing into it. I don't think he'll ever tell anybody else besides who knows now, at least not for a while, because mm-hmm. telling his family, you can tell that took a lot out of him.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
Okay, let's get to the resolution of the movie where they start debating, like, whether to divorce or not,
mm-hmm.
but they then see that they get approved for adoption, so they decide to stay together. They visit, like, an agency. They see some babies, really cute babies. And yeah, they decide to stick together, and we move forward 1 year later.
Yeah.
Where they're having an adoption ritual or celebration in their home, where they have the baby in their arms and they're doing, like, this ritual ceremony to welcome that baby into the family.
Yeah, and Rimjim is there right with her, because they have decided that they are going to be a three-way parenting
team.
Yes.
Co-parenting.
Yes, a parenting cohort, if you will.
And Rimjim is sort of welcomed in as, like, that third parent.
Yes, because she leaves, because Sumi's dad walks in and she's like, okay, like, let me leave, like, this is their moment. And then they sit there for a while, they go along with the ritual, and then Sumi's dad speaks up and's like, no, Rimjim, go over there. Like, a baby, like, the mother needs to be there during the ceremony.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, stop it right now. Because, by the way, Rimjim has no family. She came out to her family and they literally tossed her out on the streets. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, wow, oh my gosh.
No, yeah, that was really sweet.
I can't, like,
she initially got up because Shardul's superior came in. Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought it was the dad.
No, not the dad.
Oh, okay.
The dad was there and was like, no, you should go. You should go back and sit down.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, his superior was there, his police superior
okay.
Like, oh, this is weird. This is a weird ceremony. What's
going on? Oh, okay, yes, you're so right. Because I just remember somebody walking in.
Mm-hmm.
But I just assumed it was the dad, because it was the dad that spoke up in the end.
Yeah, there's a bit of tension a little bit.
Okay. Yes, and then Shardul does it. Okay, Shardul is the same thing, but Guru made it clear he ain't trying to have no baby. He's like, no.
So, yeah. Shardul was like, I want you to come sit over here too.
Yeah.
And then, he gets a face from...
Yeah, he's like, we talked about this before. I'm not trying to be a baby daddy.
Shardul was like, yeah, I know. I just want you to sit next to me.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be the father.
Yeah, it was a really cute moment. And then I think that's how the movie ends.
Yeah, that is how the movie ends.
All right.
That concludes our summary with 5 minutes to spare.
Now we have to go quickly through our categories. That movie was just so long and so good that we could yap about it all day. I feel like I still have...
I have so much to say. That was a good movie.
It was really good.
It is available on Netflix, y'all.
Yes. Didn't even have to do anything. Never mind.
Yeah, what?
Never mind.
No, we're good. Let's roll out the pink carpet.
Let's roll it out.
For our best performance award.
Okay, can I go first?
Yeah.
I know I was ragging on him the whole time, but Shardul, that man ate this down. He played the aggravating, like, misogynistic, just toxic masculinity man so well, okay?
Yeah,
so
he was
well.
Fine too.
And then at the end, when he had that emotional breakdown about after coming out, I was like, it felt so real. I was like, this man is actually feeling this, okay? No shade towards the Sunmi scene, okay? Because that one was really sweet too. Mm-hmm. Really, not sweet, but heart-wrenching too.
Yeah.
But that one is the one that took me out. I was like, oh my, you could really tell that this is, and when Auntie Baby came out, I was like, oh my gosh, like, okay, I can't.
Was, like, wearing all white. It was like a beautiful scene on the rooftop.
It was. It really, truly was. That was like my second ring for Give Me Your Best Shot, by the way, but it didn't make it.
I remember the sun was like rising. It was a beautiful shot.
It was such a beautiful shot. I chose a different one though. Mm-hmm. But
okay, yeah. Sweet. Well, my performance, best performance, goes to Sumi, played by Bhumi Pednekar.
Mm-hmm.
She was amazing the whole time. I feel like I never questioned her actions as a character, mm-hmm, or like her acting once. Like maybe Shardul's character a few times, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like Sumi was good the whole time. She was amazing.
Yeah. Shardul's, I feel like there were definitely times where I'm like, okay, bro. But I feel like he just had like such strong moments that it kind of like
overpowered
his weaker parts. So I was like, okay, yeah, I gotta give him this. I was ragging on him the whole time. I know I was, but
yeah,
he ate.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
go. He did a great comedic role too. Like, he was a great ditz.
No, yeah, he was great.
Next category is Give Me Your Best Shot.
Give Me Your Best Shot. You go first.
My best shot is the blood drawing.
Really?
The blood drawing scene.
Yeah.
The romantic, sexy blood drawing. They were like,
Are you gonna take my blood?
Yes, it was.
Oh my gosh.
It was a BL, yeah. GL, very like K-drama-esque.
Mm-hmm. It was. That was really sweet. I was so happy that she didn't actually have to get her blood taken because her girl clocked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
Very sweet. Mine was
your best shot.
You know what mine was? How could I not choose the fabulous wedding, the fabulous Indian wedding?
Yeah.
Like, what?
That was beautiful.
I was like, wait, this is like, I wanted to choose a different scene so bad, but I was like, this is literally a Bollywood movie.
Put
like they're gonna do a good wedding.
They had choreographed dancing.
Yeah, it was great. Like, it was so colorful, so vibrant, like, you know. So I just had to choose the wedding. It was funny too. Like, we got a singing and dancing number, so yeah, that's why I chose it. It was
okay,
great.
Okay, next category then, shoot and score. What is your best scene plus soundtrack moment?
You go first.
Mine would be this song called Hum Dai Sidesad by Raj Barman. There's also a female singer version by Sasha Tirupati. But this goes over my favorite scene, the blood drawing scene.
Wait, that's so funny. You know, I was definitely listening to what you said, but I just noticed what song was playing.
Mm-hmm.
While we were talking about the Indian wedding, you know what's playing right now? A song called Punjabi Wedding Song.
Shout out. Thank you.
Shout out Punjabi Wedding Song.
Yes.
But yeah. No, I thought that we were talking about your favorite song.
Yeah, that was
yes.
It.
Yes. I thought that. I like that song too. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, that was also on my list.
Oh, and it plays like during their montage of their like, romance.
Yeah,
their trip
you know
together.
I love a good montage.
It was a good montage.
I love a good montage.
It was cute.
I almost chose that song, and I almost chose the song. I forgot what the name was. The song during Guru and Shardul's montage.
Uh-huh.
I almost chose that one too. That one's a really pretty song.
Yeah, I'll re-listen.
But I ended up going on with the song called Hum Rong Hot Hain, mm-hmm, I think. And that is the song that plays during the parade. I was like, no, the scene is so beautiful. That scene was just beautiful in general. But with the song, I was like, wow, this is perfect. I just loved it. I loved it so much. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Such a great song. And
that is going to conclude our show. Do you have the spinner pulled up?
I do. I have our spinner.
Okay, yeah. We're going to do a spinner on which country we're going to cover next for film, international queer film. So let's give it a spin and see where we're at.
Uh-oh. We're heading over. Well, I guess we're not really heading over because we're already there.
Uh-huh.